You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, y'all? This your man, Tony Wiggins, here for a Friday and weekend edition of Locked On Jaguars, your daily podcast, your daily Jaguars podcast that we bring to you every day because it's your team every day and we strive to give you the best coverage. I've been doing this for 10 years now covering the Jaguars, and I've been covering the draft for probably 35 years because it was a hobby that I did as a kid. So this is a fun time of year for me, and it's really something that I really, really love doing. I do get a little fatigued as we get closer and closer to it, especially with the invent of social media, but I still try to think of creative ways to deliver you some stuff. So what I decided to do today was look at something that's really, really fun to me, and I'll try to tie it into Jacksonville. Physical freaks. And what I mean by physical freaks, this term, some people call it man-child. I call it man boy. And that's in honor of one of my favorite shows that's out right now, and that's Snowfall. There's a character in there that's called Man Boy who got put on ice last night by Franklin Saint, who is the lead character. All my Snowfall fans, y'all know what I'm talking about. For those that aren't Snowfall fans, you can read about it or catch up or just use context of what being put on ice means, because it's like a gangster. It's a gangster series, but Man Boy, as it means in football, is it's that dude that when you're in Little League, it's the guy that you probably question whether or not he's young enough to be playing with the age group that he's playing with. And then he's the kid that when he gets in the 9th to 10th grade, he has facial hair. And you wonder if he's really a dude who doesn't go to class every day, if he's like the woodshop teacher who's just dressed out with the kids, right? Are you like the janitor and you're playing football? Are you like a grown man, basically? You know, you're like a porter at the dealership down the street washing cars all day, and then you come down here and go to football practice. And then when you get to college, it's like you're a pro. Why are you out here playing against these kids? Perfect example is Adrian Peterson, right? You shouldn't be out here with these kids. Herschel Walker, Marcus Dupree, Bo Jackson. Throughout the years, there have been these man boys that have just been too big for the people. Jadeveon Clowney was that guy in college, right? And then what happens is this leap to the NFL happens. And in some cases, those guys continue to dominate. In some cases, they don't. The perfect example right now in the NFL of a man boy is a guy that's from the Jacksonville area. His name is Derrick Henry. There are a lot of people that thought Derrick Henry was not going to translate to college. He did, right? Just like another guy who's from the Florida area who went to Florida, Emmitt Smith. He translated to college. And then when he translated to college, folks said, not going to translate to the NFL. He did. Now, folks may look at me and say, Emmitt wasn't that big. Emmitt was always bigger than everyone in high school. He had tree trunk legs. Then he gets to college and it's like, well, he's not that big. He was 210 pounds, but he never really lifted weights, right? But then he goes to the NFL and he's like an all-time leading rusher. He's the first ballot Hall of Famer and a champion. Derrick Henry was bigger than everybody. Then he goes to college where he's bigger than everybody in his position. And then folks question, it's not going to translate to the NFL. Took a little while, but now the guy's won MVPs, won rushing titles, and he's running people over. He's stiff-arming everybody, and he looks like a man boy still. So the question is when you see a guy in college, as we do right now with guys that are out there, does that stuff translate to the pros? And why is that important? So in the first segment, I'm going to tell you why it's important. In the second segment, I'm going to start naming some of these man boys on offense, and I'm going to tell you if they are in play for the Jaguars. In the third segment, I'm going to name some of the man boys on defense, and I'm going to tell you if they're in play for the Jaguars. And then I'm going to close it out and do a little bit of review of it. And I'm going to wish you guys a nice weekend and tell you what we have for you coming up next week for Friday. So I hope you enjoy this while you're doing your drive time. Or if you listen to it on Saturday or Sunday because you're jonesing for football and nothing's going on right now, while you're grilling your meat on the grill or at the beach with your family or just doing whatever you do and you want to listen to Locked On Jaguars on the weekend edition, this is the place for you, and I'm glad to have you. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcast and check it out on the Odyssey app. So let's get right to it. Why is it important? Because every single team has these guys. You have two or three different types of guys. You have the guys like Tom Brady that are just very, very good at what they do. Aaron Rodgers, you have the quarterbacks. And then you have guys that are super, super skilled that work really, really hard at what they do in their craft and are just – they've always just been very, very good and they're super skilled for whatever reason. And they're extremely, extremely good at what they do. And then you have these other guys, right? These guys that look good in the airport and it translates to the field. The guys that even other guys in the NFL, the guys that even other players go, he's just a beast. And that's why I want to talk about him today, because they are game changers. They change the physicality of your football team. They change the way other teams look at your teams. And they are guys that when you need a player, when you need something to happen from an athletic standpoint, they don't just depend on technique. They don't depend on skill. And I'm not downplaying that stuff because all of that stuff is a factor. But where it factors into the draft is this. The reason why you have a combine and the reason why you have these measurables and the reason why they measure explosiveness, because right now, intangibles, you see those on tape. The workout gives you the explosiveness. So right now, the guy that works out better and the guy that has the explosiveness has the edge. If you get two players and one guy's tape is a little bit better, but the other guy's intangibles and measurements and explosiveness is a little bit better, right now, because of the draft process, that guy has the edge. Because folks believe in upside. You hear that word a lot in the draft. Not only do you hear the word upside a lot, you hear explosiveness. Then you hear long-term and bend the edge. And folks like to always project what's going to happen when these guys get out here with a bunch of grown men that are in the NFL as opposed to playing against some guys are going to be in the NFL and other guys are going to be selling cars and doing taxes. You always want to take the guy that gives you the biggest advantage from an athletic standpoint because the NFL is so physical. So right now, that super, super athletic guy, this is the biggest advantage he's ever going to get because this is the biggest jump from a physicality standpoint that he's ever going to get is going from the college to the NFL. And they're just always going to project that a guy who has the most athleticism has a better shot at long-term success in the NFL. So they're going to look at the man boys right now and they're going to love them more. They're going to love the guy who's the technician, because they're going to look at the guy who's the technician and they're going to think he's going to flame out at some point, or they're going to say he's hit his ceiling. So that's why this is so important. So in segment two, I'm going to start naming some of these man boys. I'm not going to go through the quarterbacks. I'm not even going to go through a lot of the offensive and defensive linemen unless they really stick out. I'm going to talk about the guys that play in space. The guys that when you watch them, they just show up on the screen and they just change everything from the way the game is played. All right. So we ain't going to mention the real big guys right now because I told you guys, you know, a lot of those guys I can't really tell anyway. And none of the edge guys really jump out. There's one. I'm going to mention one edge guy, so I will mention that. So we're going to do that, and that's what this edition of the Locked On Jaguars show is about for the weekend. We're going to talk about the man children, the guys that have that advantage in the draft this year that are going to be looked at and have that advantage. And that's the reason why you're going to see some of them crawl up and climb up in the draft this year. We're going to start running through it and see how those guys have an advantage, especially with Urban Meyer coming from college, and to see if the Jaguars can get some of these special talented players on their team. And we'll do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars for a weekend edition of the podcast. This episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight and fairly priced so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. I'm going to tell you something. I've researched diamonds in the past and I was absolutely blown away by the quality and the craftsmanship of these beautiful jewels. And if you're on the hunt for the perfect unique ring she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com. All right, man. So I have been telling you guys about the espresso. And what is that? That shot of espresso is the Locked On Today podcast hosted by Peter Bukowski that hits you early in the morning like a jolt of energy, and it gives you every single update and all of the latest news in every major sport. And it's all in 20 minutes or less, early in the morning, every single day, Monday through Friday, on the Locked On Today podcast. And you can find that wherever you get podcasts, hosted by my friend Peter Bukowski. And you can find that on the Odyssey app as well. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Great podcast by my man Peter Bukowski. All right, so let's look at, man, boys, the athletic freaks that are in this draft that could possibly change this draft and that will get a boost from just being those guys that could get a boost athletically and get a raise in their stock. Now, some of these guys may not have the upside, even though some people may think, okay, yeah, they were all big and bad in college and they're big and bad in high school, but when they get to the NFL, that's going to taper off a little bit. I don't think Leonard Fournette had the advantage in the NFL that he had in college and high school. I think athletically guys caught up with him. I don't think he had the advantage in size and strength. He did most of the time, but, you know, you didn't see him break all of the tackles that he was breaking because guys in the NFL are bigger and stronger. So, you know, they were going to buckle down and nail it. Jadeveon Clowney definitely did not have the advantage that he once had in college where he was just killing people. At 6'5", 273 pounds, it doesn't seem like that's too much of an advantage. He still had a major get off and he was really, really fast for a guy that size. But it wasn't quite the gap that folks thought it was going to be. So you have to balance it out and you have to figure out, one, how does it translate? Is he going to be that dominant? Ricky Williams wasn't as dominant in the pros as he was in college. Although all of those guys I just mentioned, I believe are very good players and were very good players. I think the ultimate one was Tony Mandarich. And a lot of people believe that Tony Mandarich, everything was steroid induced or whatever. But the advantage that you thought he had, him and guys like Robert Gallery, the other big time offensive lineman, they, once they got in the league, you know, the big size advantage that everyone thought was a huge deal, it just wasn't for whatever reason. So I didn't really get into the quarterbacks because I think if it were Cam Newton, I would have put him in there, but nobody's really talking about that. You don't really want your quarterback overpowering people and getting into that kind of contest with these guys because eventually it leads to a short shelf life and they get hurt. So I will go to the running backs. And in the running backs, I got one guy in particular. And, of course, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out that I'm talking about Najee Harris from Alabama. I think Najee Harris is fabulous. And I think Najee Harris is going to be something special in the NFL. And I'm probably in the minority to think that he's going to be underdrafted And the reason why he's going to be underdrafted is because people are going to put him in that same category as the power back, and they're going to say, we want an air back. I think it'd be a mistake. I really do think he's more of an every down back, and I think he's more of a guy who can get out in space and do things than people are giving him credit for. I saw this dude hurdling people. Okay, so while he's not Saquon Barkley in terms of elusiveness, I do think he's more than your typical Leonard Fournette power back coming into the NFL. I think he gives you a lot more versatility than that. And I think if he goes to the right team in the right situation, i.e. Pittsburgh or Buffalo, where they really take pride in being able to use a guy like that, I think he could go and be their version of Derrick Henry. I really do. And he gives you more in the passing game than Derrick Henry. I really do believe that if Najee Harris gets into the right situation, he could have a Corey Dillon type career and end up being a guy that is a championship-type football player on a really, really good team. And, yeah, I think he's a physical freak. Do I think he fits in Jacksonville? Yes. Do I think Jacksonville is going to take him? It wouldn't surprise me because Urban Meyer loves him. He's a Tim Tebow playing running back. But they want speed and explosiveness. I think he is an explosive player. He's not necessarily a burner, but he is an explosive player who gives you explosive plays. So is he a possibility? Yes. Is he likely? I don't think so. But I really do like Najee Harris. I think Najee Harris is my first offensive man boy that I really, really think about when it comes to this draft. Receivers, Ja'Marr Chase. And I know he's not big. He's not Julio Jones. But I think he's that man boy I'm talking about. If you watch the tape, watch his physicality when the ball is anywhere near him. He fights for it. He snatches it. And then guys bounce off of him. If you watched his workout, he has the biggest legs, he has those thunder thighs, and he gets power. And people watched him run his 40, and they said that wasn't a 4.3. What they don't get and what they don't understand is he had a 41-inch vertical. And guys that I know that train say anybody that jumps at high vertical, they might not look like they're running fast, but they are because their takeoff isn't fast. But in the middle of their 40, they're getting acceleration and power, and they're getting a lot of push. He's faster than you think he is. The tape shows you he does not get caught. And he creates separation when the ball is in the air, and it allows him to high point the ball, and he also has very strong hands. And he stiff arms people, and he does the get off of me thing real well. So I also think he's a man boy, and I think he's going to be able to overpower people in the NFL. Last but not least, Kyle Pitts. And I know, by the way, the Jaguars have no chance of getting either one of these guys. The last two guys that I mentioned, they're both going to be gone, I believe, in the top six picks. Kyle Pitts, somebody asked me today, in fact, I think Kyle Pitts is going to be very good. And I think being very good, that could still lead him to underachieve based on the expectations and all of the hyperbole that's been given to him. And that's a shame. He could be a five-time Pro Bowler and still underachieve because of how people have spoken about him leading up to this draft. And that would be an absolute shame. The one concern I have about Pitts is the way he's built if these guys start banging on him. And if he doesn't go to a quarterback that delivers the ball properly and he starts taking a beating physically as he comes over the middle. And once he starts getting hit, what's going to happen to him? That's the only issue I have about Kyle Pitts. I think he's going to be a very good player. I think he's going to be a huge red zone target. I would really like to see him go to a team that already has a couple of other weapons established so that teams can't double team him. But I do think that he's a high point ball. I think he's a catch radius guy. And I just think he has the it factor. I really do. I think in order to be great, you have to think you are. And I think Kyle Pitts is a guy who fits the man-child bill because I think Kyle Pitts thinks he's great and I think he believes he's going to be great. All right. No chance for the Jaguars, by the way, on those last two. So we're going to do it. We're going to go and do defense, and we're going to talk about some man boys on this defense and if the Jaguars have any chance of getting the defensive guys. One guy that made the honorable mention on the man boys is Landon Dickerson because of his athletic profile. That's a big man. That's a big man with big hands that does cartwheels and checks a lot of boxes. He made the honorable mention. And he does have a chance at landing here in Jacksonville as a second-round pick. Let's do defense. And this is going to be fun for me because a lot of these guys I'm going to mention all have a shot to end up here in Jacksonville. It's a Friday edition here of Locked On Jaguars, a weekend edition. Talk about those man boys, man, the guys that you have to have that not only look good in the airport, but they help you change the way your team is perceived. And they are guys that can absolutely make plays on the field to change games. We'll talk about them in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. After we talk to you about Built Bar, that's right, Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market, and you can have them all if all you do is go to builtbar.com and enter the promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off of your next order. That's right. Use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off of your next order of Built Bars that are covered in 100% chocolate, high in fiber, high in protein, low in carbs, low in calories, and low in sugar. Tastes so good, man. It will make you look good while you're working out. You feel like you're cheating on your diet, but you're not. Your palate will be satisfied because they have all of these great flavors. I mean, they have fruit, they have nuts, they have some with coconut, mint flavor, caramel, all of that stuff. Go on BuiltBar.com and check it out and find your flavor, and you can have them delivered to your doorstep by using the promo code LOCK15. On Twitter, go to @bar_built and get involved, follow them, and keep up with the new flavors that are coming out of Built Bars, and enjoy your Built Bars today. BetOnline.ag is where I go when I'm trying to win me some money and put my mind and my money together to make me even more money. And it's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. Or basketball, college basketball just ended. The tournament just ended. However, you have all these other sports where you can get involved right now. BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, reality TV, real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website to use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Now, you have to use the promo code LOCKEDON in order to get that bonus. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. Go to betonline.ag, sign up today with a 50% welcome bonus that's waiting on you when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Let's get going, man. Make us some money. Just like I did for Super Bowl, you can do the same thing because it's the only place that I trust, and you should trust them too. All right, as we do this Friday edition of Locked On Jaguars, we're getting ready for the draft. We're talking about man boys. Now, through April 19th through the 26th, you need to listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfor, and Brian Baldinger. Love Baldy. Our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Now listen to me. I'm picking these man boys because they have an advantage right now during this draft process. And we did the offense a few seconds ago. Now I'm going to go over some guys on defense, and I'm going to start with some edge rushers because I don't have any of the interior guys listed. Right now, in terms of these edge rushers, the one guy when you look at the way he's built is Gregory Rousseau. Rousseau's like 6'6 and a half. Some people say 6'7. He goes right around in the neighborhood of 280. And his arms literally stretch from Miami to Charlotte. The dude is a freak of nature when you see him. Broad-shouldered, all of that stuff. Where he gets into trouble a little bit when you watch him on tape, I guess, is some of his technique, and he's just so raw. NFL coaches don't care. They only care in terms of, like, can he help us now versus just give me the talent and I'll work with it. Guys like that don't grow on trees. So somebody out there is thinking, I'm going to turn that dude to the next Calais Campbell or Clyde Simmons. That's what I'm going to do. Because you just don't get guys like that. They don't come out of the womb very often. And when you get guys like that, There are just things that he can do, especially when you get him into your program and get him to your S&C, your strength and conditioning program. There are just things that he can do that other guys just can't. Bat at balls, getting off the line of scrimmage, getting to a guy and being able to put your hands on him before he can put his hands on you and screwing up a dude's pad level on the offensive line. It's setting the edge defensively, having that range to be able to do a lot of different things and affect the quarterback. So he's the first one. He's the first one that I think about, and I really, really do believe that he's an issue. His teammate, Jalen Phillips, isn't far behind. 6'5", 260, and running a sub 4'6", maybe, or around that 4'6" area, that's a problem in the NFL for a lot of people. That's a nice, rangy football player who can get some stuff done. So while not the physical freak that Russo is, he's definitely the type of guy that qualifies as a problem on the next level for offensive coordinators to be able to block. Now, what's the chances that either one of those guys ends up in Jacksonville? There's a chance that both of those guys could with the 25th pick. Phillips is less likely. However, because the draft falls a certain way and there's so many offensive linemen, there's so many wide receivers and so many quarterbacks going early, I could see a scenario where he does end up getting close to where Jacksonville is, and combined with the fact that he's had a spotty history in terms of injuries with the concussions, and some teams may fear that and red flag that, there's a chance that both of these guys could end up in that area with Jacksonville. And you know, being in the first year of a rebuild and being in the first year of just trying to collect talent, Jacksonville might go for the best player available, and you can never have too many guys to rush the passer. Now, here's the fun area where I really want to get. I want to get to that next level of linebackers, because there's two guys, or three guys really, that stick out. I'm gonna switch this around and go backwards. Jameen Davis from Kentucky, off the charts in terms of his measurements. Really, really off the charts. Dude goes like 6'3", 6'4", somewhere in that 250-pound range, and can really, really, really run. Didn't jump out me during the season as much as he did during the workout process, but you have to consider that Kentucky has a long list of being able to produce NFL players, and his workout along with his vertical jump really made him a guy that he can play inside out also. So it really made him a guy that people are really, really going to take a hard look at on the inside. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. The only concern with me is this. Will you have to find a position for him? And is he – you have to find a position for him. He doesn't fit everywhere unless you just going to say he's just a football player. So Arizona has had a history of drafting guys like that. They did it with Isaiah Simmons. They did it a few years ago, a kid out of Temple who now is playing in Carolina. This dude is a thumper. The last time I saw a dude just be this sudden on tape was Keanu Neal, where he just without regard for hurting people, just came out of nowhere and just you heard him before you saw him. It's like a bullet, like a projectile. You heard him before you saw him. He's a very, very hard hitting physical guy. Cam Chancellor, like, one minute you think it's Cam Chancellor, the next minute you think it's Levante. That's just all over the place. He's going to hit people. The second his name is announced, I wouldn't be surprised if he ran up on stage and knocked the hell out of the commissioner. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. So he's a hitting machine. He's also a physical freak. He looks like he was born with muscles. Michael Parsons, same way. Physical freak, all over the place, plays with speed. I think he can play in any system. He's going to be another guy that he reminds me of Miles Jack. He's going to be another guy that the team's going to be very, very happy to get him on their football team. Zaven Collins. I don't know what position he plays, but if you look up the word football player, that's it. One criticism I've heard of him is he doesn't get off blocks very well. There are coaches in this league that what they do is they don't care what you don't do well. They put you in a position to do what you do well. And what he does is he finds a way to get to the football. If he doesn't get off blocks very well, put him in a position where all he has to do is flow to the ball, and he's going to find it. 6'4", 260 pounds, and runs like a 4.57, the kid can play. That's all I got to tell you. I think he's going to be a fabulous, fabulous football player. I like a lot of the cornerbacks. I like a lot of the DBs, but I wouldn't necessarily put anybody in the physical freak. I want to put Hamza Nasruddin in there, but I noticed something at Florida State by him by being a nose supporter. Doesn't change directions. It's like a cheetah. Remember that gazelle would change directions and a cheetah would spend 15 yards changing directions? That's what Hamza did. Hamza did that. So when Hamza did that when he was there, I just remember people with double moves would always just make him look kind of silly. And that's the thing that concerns me about him. So the thing with Nasruddin is changing directions. But other than that, he is a bit of a physical freak. The chances of these guys ending up with Jacksonville, all of those linebackers have a shot if you can get them to 25. Every single one of them have a shot if you could get them to 25. Nasruddin, maybe late second, early third, if the Jaguars are in the market for a guy like that. And because they run the big nickel with Joe Cullen, there's a shot. Likelihood, I don't think so. All right, there's my Freakazoid edition for Friday. It's Freakazoid Friday. That's what I have for you. So you guys can check that out to see if these guys will fit in with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I want y'all to take care of each other, man, and enjoy your weekend. And we'll be back with more draft coverage. It's getting close. It's getting real close to Trevor time. So you guys take care of each other. I'll see you guys Monday here on Locked On Jaguars.